Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're talking Atlanta Business League and specifically about their Super Tuesday event. I want to welcome Cynthia Day from the Citizens Trust Bank of Atlanta. Ms. Day, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, I am always happy to talk about the Atlanta Business League, but why don't you share with our listeners what the Atlanta Business League means for Citizens Trust Bank?
Well, I am just happy to be a partnering with and a supporter of and co-chairing this event for the Atlanta Business League, because the Atlanta Business League is a staple in the Atlanta community for advocating and promoting minority African-American and just businesses in general around the city, for connecting people and collaborating and putting people together. And just their mission and effort for businesses has been tremendous and has had just such a tremendous impact in our community. So I am so happy to be partnering with them and supporting them in their efforts.
And this is the 34th year for the Super Tuesday Conference, which includes the Women of Vision Breakfast. Could you share with our listeners why women and business is also an important part of the Atlanta Business League? And Ms. Day, as an executive in the finance arena, you are also a trailblazer.
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate that. I am just super excited about the 34th annual Super Tuesday event, and I'm co-chairing that with Ms. Precious Anderson. And we are so proud with the Atlanta Business League to be celebrating the power and the influence of women, and that's our theme, the power of the woman. As you know, this has been a signature event in the city of Atlanta for many years. And it's for women who are entrepreneurs, women who are have corporate jobs, to women who are up and coming. And this is just a great opportunity to celebrate, inspire, collaborate, motivate, and support each other. And so we will start the day with the kickoff, as you've mentioned, with the 23rd Annual Women of Vision Breakfast, where we will recognize and honor 100 women of influence in the city of Atlanta.
And those women come from a diverse group of industries and professions. You have people in the media, you have people in finance, you have folks in manufacturing, and in areas where you don't normally find successful women entrepreneurs. How has this group of women, you know, that are involved with the Atlanta Business League and with our community, how has that group of women gotten together to further each other's careers?
Well, you know, I think women for so many years have been given such a bad reputation for not supporting each other. And again, I just applaud the Atlanta Business League because this is such a beautiful opportunity to bring women from all walks of life experiences together so that we can support each other and that we can talk from so many different perspectives of life and have so many different vantage points. And it's just a beautiful opportunity for us to collaborate and learn from each other and support each other and inspire each other. So it's just a wonderful thing. And I think people are drawn to that. I think it's a new day. And I think women are excited to start to collaborate and join each other and support each other and push each other. So I don't think we have to drag them kicking and screaming. I think they're excited about joining together so that we can support and actually rise up another generation behind us as well.
And research is showing that more and more African-American women and women of color are breaking out as entrepreneurs. Sometimes it's a side gig and sometimes it's a full-blown startup. But the numbers of women, African-American women and women of color who are launching their careers as entrepreneurs is increasing. What do you think it is about this current environment that makes that such a, of opportunity that so many women are reaching for?
Well, Yeah, I think that women are starting to recognize their power and influence. And not only women, though, I think men are finding that as well. And in that research, you're finding Fortune, 500 and 100 companies that are recognizing the benefit of having women sit around their board tables and how it's showing that it's improving their performance and their cultures. And so I think not only have women found their voice and not afraid to use their voice, you've got men that are championing the support of women as well because they see the results. And results always tell a story, and it's not hard to follow when you've got successful results. And then also, I think we're raising up a new generation that's not afraid to step out and be entrepreneurs and pursue things that they're passionate about and start businesses where they're identifying needs. They're a little bit less uninhibited and a little less traditionalist that we were growing up. And so it's just inspiring to see all of this taking place. But I think there's a lot of different reasons why we're seeing that. But I'm so happy that women are starting to use our voice and our influence in order to create change and impact for the world around us. And I think it's, again, it's a beautiful thing.
One of the things that you touched on is definitely supported by the research. When you have a corporate board that has diversity, including gender and race, they get better results. This is a story that, we know and are embracing, and it looks as if you're saying that corporations are also starting to embrace this because of what the research is showing.
Yes, I think it's a movement. I think it's a movement in a generation that's very entrepreneurial, and I think it's a movement in the corporate space where, the results don't lie, and everybody wants positive results. And so I think, they're starting to embrace the contribution that women are making, and women are taking a greater role on the economic stage in general. And I think you see it in politics. I think you see it in many facets and aspects of life. And I think it's something that will benefit not just women, but it'll benefit our families, our communities, and our country.
I agree. They say that if you educate a woman, you educate a whole family and a community.
I think that's true. I think that's true. And I think that's why it's so befitting with our theme, the power of the woman. And I love that when we were sitting around with a lot of beautiful, intelligent women to come up with that theme. And I think the time is now, and I think the impact we can have. Again, I'm about the whole aspect of life and the benefit we have in our families, in our communities, and in our professional side of our life. And I think we're in a very unique position to create impact and change that will be beneficial for all. Again, not just women, but just for everyone. So I think we're just in a really, really good space and time. And I'm glad that we're seizing up on these opportunities. Again, back to the Atlanta Business League of, having the Super Tuesday every year. I think this is a wonderful year to highlight the power of women and the impact that we're having. And it's just a tremendous opportunity to and stage in which to magnify that.
The other thing that you mentioned was a lot of young women are coming out of school with the ideas of starting their own business. And we know that technology has reduced the cost to start your own business. It used to be if you wanted to have a magazine with press and paper and ink and, all of those things, now you can do a virtual or digital magazine or, podcast and stories. And women are their own brands, so to speak, in this kind of new age. Where does finance fit in with that? How can women use those followings, that blog, that podcast, to actually grow beyond that virtual wall, so to speak?
Right. I think it's a wonderful opportunity. We're no longer local. We're global. And the younger generation they have tapped into an arena that allows them to put their voice not only all over the country, but all over the world. And it's a great place for business. It's a great place to have your voice for, you know, social change. And so I think for finance, it's no different. It's an opportunity for us to get the message out about building wealth and about how to have good financial health and make financial management. It's a good avenue to push out education. And one of the things that's really important to me and something that we're going to address inside of the conference is about building personal wealth. And it's not just about seeking income, but it's about building wealth for our children and our children's children. And so that wealth gap seems to be widening between African-Americans and non-African-Americans. And we've got to figure out strategies, and we've got to push out education. We've got to use the platform of technology to push out that financial information so that we can start to chip away at this wealth gap and not only start seeking just income, but we got to start seeking to build wealth for generations to come.
I love that. There is definitely a difference between income and wealth. So the event is taking place on Super Tuesday, October 2nd at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis. And people can find more information at atlantabusinessleague.org.
Wonderful. Please don't miss. It's going to be a wonderful event to collaborate with intelligent, powerful, and successful women. So please join us and a host of other women for the event. And I'd like to say thank you to you, Kiplin, and WCLK for partnering with Atlanta Business League to promote and celebrate women in business and to put a voice also to our call to action to register and encourage others to vote.
Definitely register to vote and also come out on October 2nd at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis for the 34th Super Tuesday Conference and the 23rd Women of Breakfast event. Cynthia Day from Citizens Trust Bank, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. And hope to see you soon.
We'll see you October 2nd.